At age 7, Sophia was struck down with a life-threatening disease. Faced with a choice between an unending life in the body of a child and her otherwise certain death, Sophia's parents had her turned into a vampire. Now, after 10 years of Christian homeschooling and near total isolation, Sophia secretly plans on moving out the very night she turns 18. All her research, her online classes, and her natural curiosity have prepared Sophia mentally for the world she's about to dive headfirst into, but no amount of research could prepare her heart for falling in love with Joshua, the first young man she sees after donating her corneas the very next day. Her faith in God and her desire to heal the sick give Sophia the strength to persevere through the pain of donation after donation, and her vampirism gives her the ability to grow her organs back again and again. But Sophia finds herself unequipped to face her suddenly awakened lusts of the flesh and the ache in her heart for a deep, reciprocated love. After a shocking and painful first date with Joshua, it doesn't take Sophia long to learn just how difficult the search for love can be, especially for a teenage vampire with a child's body and a strong desire to avoid falling into sin. Sophia is one of two books in the duology, Never Let the Right One Go, by Teal McClanahan III, which shows two apparently conflicting views of the same supernatural world by looking through the eyes of two very different teenage girls in their pursuit of love. You can find out more about Never Let the Right One Go at modernevil.com.